Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. The tarot card for today is the Three of Swords, or in this case, the Three of Voices, from the Muse Tarot by artist Chris Ann Donnelly. This is one of the most hated, I don't like to use that word, and feared cards of the tarot, but it really shouldn't be. And in today's case, you know, the normal reasons people usually look at this, especially those people who are consumed with the idea that there must be someone to love them and, you know, that heartache that is there, okay, when there's not someone around, they're brokenhearted. But in this case, it's more so in terms of your elderly and those who are, you know, very isolated, who may be immunocompromised, because there is a sense of separation and isolation that comes with this card as well. I am seeing so many posts, like in my Facebook news feed, which are both heartbreaking and endearing at the same time. When you see the people who are outside of the nursing homes trying to communicate, you know, with their loved ones through the window because they're not allowed in to visit them. The ones that I find myself more concerned with are the ones who are within a single dwelling on their own, and no one is going to see them. No one is calling them. I do see a lot of things going on where there are, you know, Meals on Wheels, which are, you know, helping. If you are, and I know I have a number of seniors out there who follow me, and if you're in this kind of a position, make sure that you contact someone in the outside world to come and, you know, feed you. For some people, this is their only, you know, means of communication in the day. But I know the majority of you out there to be good people, decent people who will reach out, you know, to your, you know, neighbor who is living alone, etc., and making sure that they are all right. Now, one of the other things that I want to talk about with this is that sense of fear and betrayal. And, you know, a lot of people are feeling this, all right? That loss, that separation, not being able to work, okay? Being forced to stay home and having no income, you know, with patience, okay? You have to look at this. See, this card also has a silver lining. So there are going to be a number of positive outcomes that come through this. You know, different countries, it'll be different things, and you're gonna have to, you know, see what, you know, your particular government does and how they handle things. But I think that the beauty of it all is going to be the people themselves and how they care for one another. So, you know, take this opportunity that's being given to you to enrich your life in some way. Don't look at it like the storm cloud opened up over your head and everything is just pouring down heartache, because it really is not. There is something underlying. Like I said, there's a silver lining here. And so many of you are going to find something positive in all of this, which will be something that you can carry with you for the long term. Now, today is the first day of Saturn in Aquarius, okay? Remember, when you hear this, it's for the 22nd, so it's not necessarily the 22nd yet. In an area where you have had difficulty, you know, will be changing, and Saturn in Aquarius is going to be so much different than it was in home sign of Capricorn. It will only be there this time around until July the 1st, as it will retrograde and go back into Capricorn then until December 17th. But we'll have lots more to talk about with this. Plus, on Patreon, there will be a Patreon-only video for Saturn in Aquarius. And, you know, we're going to talk about the planet of restriction entering the sign of freedom. And here I go, while I was talking to you, in the back of my head, there was music that started to play. And trust me, I cannot sing, you know, but that it's that song, you know, Put on a Happy Face, Gray Skies Are Going to Clear Up, all of that. Yeah, go listen to that song, and you're going to realize everything is going to be fine. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I love everybody. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.